Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. We're going to radiate like mad tonight. But you know what? There's always a choice in that. We don't even think there is a lot of the time, but we're trying to learn, We are learning here on Radiance by Design to take charge of what you're emanating out into the world, because the fields and the frequencies of the universe, the downloads and so on, are moving faster and faster. I was listening to an old interview from, I think, 2007, talking about this time and how much faster the frequencies would be going. And then last year we heard by C.J. Kallman, I guess, who's the Mayan calendar expert, that it was multiplying 20 times last year. And it's going faster and faster right now. And I'm not the kind of scientific person that's going to give you numbers and proof. I've been kind of chiding myself about that today. But in any case, what's happening with you and time, what's happening with me and time, is that it seems like sometimes things are in a still point. They're really quiet and they're not moving and everything's taking too long. And another time I look at the clock, it's like 3 hours are gone or 2 hours, or it's all really, really fast. And I find that, what did I read today? We're accomplishing in 1 day what we used to in 4. I don't know if that's still true. It might even be faster than that. Some of us are doing too many things and not really completing enough of them. What are you doing? How are you experiencing it? And I wanted to talk tonight about oneness, because I've been doing some, as you know, going to oneness gatherings and having the Diksha. And we've off and on through the years had oneness people. And the oneness is something that we've heard about or has been written in spiritual sources throughout history. You know, oneness, we are basically one, we're one being, there's one mind, divinity is one, and we have these individual expressions of divinity, but we're essentially one. And apparently at this time in the history of mankind or the history of the planet, that feeling of oneness is emerging. So as the frequencies rise, we have a chance to, I think if I put it this way, we have a chance to absorb them and become kind of a vibrational being of light, which we are anyway, but our vibrations are also tuning and turning and tuning and turning, so that we are able to incorporate higher frequency energies in ourselves. And that oneness, that ability for us to lighten up our hold on definitions of security and separation and self-sacrifice and all of those major tools that have held together the species and our separate sort of nations and ego things and so on for a long time, get a chance to rearrange themselves, to melt. We get a chance to move into more community consciousness and more empathy one with the other, and more caring, more heart, more coming from the heart rather than a state of very big defense. You could say defense is also coming from the heart, but it's like shutting the heart down so that you're protected and not being vulnerable. And the new way of being is actually opening the heart and being vulnerable in a different way and allowing the flow of love and the incorporation of these higher frequency energies throughout our body mind. As you allow them and I allow them, we kind of pulsate together and we move up in frequency. And some people aren't going to do that. Some people don't wanna, and they're going to hold against it. So we've heard for a long time also that it's as if we'll be living in different realities. So like you've got a little row of houses here, and some people are really getting conscious about what kind of programs they have inside themselves and how those programs kind of maintain the identity that they're comfortable with. And those programs might be holding back, holding down, holding separate, holding defense, all these various things that we're all familiar with. And then the next house, they might be moving those frequencies, moving the defense, moving the holding back, moving the holding down, all of that kind of stuff, and lifting and radiating. And so then all of a sudden, you look around, and it's like you don't really ever run into the people. say you're in the house with them. We're choosing to be in the house that has the moving frequencies and the awareness of change and the releasing of our past defenses and so on, and opening of the heart and choosing vulnerability with love and so on. And then you just notice you're not really seeing, you're not really involved with, you're not really being besieged by the darker or the negative frequencies anymore. It's like you really are in concurrent realities and they're different. And we've heard that it's like it's going to be like that for a long time. And I think it already is. You know, how many of you are experiencing that sort of thing? So then I threw in the word empathy because everybody's empathic to some degree or another. Now, if you're guarded enough, you're not really besieged by it. But if you're one of those people that has a lot of intuitive knowing, a lot of emotions, perhaps a lot of water in your astrological chart, you could actually be missable, or you could be someone who feels other people's energy. And some of us can get so besieged by how other people feel and by their identity that we don't even know who we are. We're kind of wandering around. Till I kind of cracked the code in my own empathy, I used to chuckle because I can look like, this is fairly extreme, but I can look like somebody if I sit by them enough. And I've had to learn to pull myself out of those fields and frequency. And I know many people who are way more empathic than I. When my grandson was just born, he was like 3 months old, and he was being held by somebody who was going through all these different emotional things. And I watched all of these emotions from the person who was holding him run across his little face, his cherishable little 2 to 3 month old face. And I went, oh my gosh, he's also an empath. So the advantage of being an empath, the advantages of being an empath are that you can actually feel how someone else feels, right? And a lot of us don't know how other people feel. So the advantage is that if you use it, it's like a book, isn't it? It's just full of information about the other person. The disadvantage is if you don't know what you're doing, then you don't know enough to clear it. Now, ultimately, if we want to be one with everyone, you want to clear just the straight-up empathy, and you want to choose to move your own... This is the thing I didn't say, is that the stuff we empathize with the most matches something in us, so that like if you've got a hidden shame or a hidden self-judgment or a hidden mistrust or something, you will suck that in from other people and you'll feel a little literally lambasted by someone else's mistrust. So in that at that level, you're actually one, aren't you? You are actually with that person's psychological or emotional doodah. And so if you can call it up and feel it and release it, and you call it up and feel it by saying, is this mine? And it starts to dissipate, and what's left is your own version of it. Or if it's mine, and then it gets really intense inside, you know you're the one who's got the most part of it. And then you can do the clearing from there. But the bottom line is you are one when you're just going around and magnetizing each other's hoo-ha, right? You know, each other's stuff. So that's one way of using empathy unconsciously to oneness. But another way is to actually clear all that, to clear the empathic response, and then get your fields and frequencies moving so they can reach for and they can attune to the higher frequencies that are coming through and that are available. If you go into a place where people go either to, meditate or worship or whatever, right? Very often you'll feel that the fields and the frequencies are really light there, and you can go ahead and absorb that consciously as well. And then you're one with that, and then your friend, partner, whoever it is you were going to empathize with on the other level can also pick up speed and attune to that. So you see, it's like oneness is, empathy is kind of a sliding continuum of response, isn't it? So you can just suck it in and just be unconscious about it, or you can get conscious about it, move it out of your body, and then empathize at a higher level. Does that make sense? This is a show that's all about you and all about me and how we can face these periods of ascension And this is a wonderful period of ascension, meaning we're going to raise our fields and frequency consciously. And as we do, we change our reality. We're going to learn to create our reality more and more. Most of us have been working on this for a good 20 years, 30 years, whatever. How long have you been at it? And this is a call-in show, as I say. And so we're going to start with a meditation, which, again, brings us to a state of oneness, doesn't it? When we do our meditation all together, what happens is we create frequency community. We create a higher frequency energy, and we all get to bask in it. So we're kind of helping each other absorb some of the higher frequencies that exist in the universe right now. So let's do it. And I love building Radiance by Design communities. You ready? So you're going to be shutting your eyes, unless you're doing something that requires seeing. I hope you're not driving your car. There was a day when you couldn't listen to the internet while you're driving, but you actually can now. Isn't that exciting? So close your eyes. A few deep breaths. Let's do three of our breaths of bringing in the divinity. So you imagine in front of you whoever is the icon or the symbol of divinity in your world, whether it's Jesus or Mary or Kuan Yin or Buddha, Bhagavan, Amma, anyone that you consider to be the epitome of divinity in your world or the representative of divinity. And see that being in front of you and feel the love. Divinity is love in many ways, isn't it? Now we're going to do three breaths, and as you breathe in, bring that divinity into your chest, your heart area. And then when we breathe out, you go out with your out-breath and sit in the chest and the heart of divinity there. Breathe in, bring it into you, breathe out, go into it. So let's all connect to our own divine, okay? And see divinity out there. And breathe it in. And breathe yourself out into it. And breathe it in. Breathe yourself out to it. Breathe it in. Final out breath. Feels so good. And now see a golden ball above you, perhaps 2 miles, and below your spine about 40 feet, and drop a filament of light in there from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 40 or 50 feet out there at the waist. And then upside down, another golden pyramid, four-sided, and its point goes into the lower golden ball. Good. And now inside of our eight-sided structure called an octahedron, you have your crystal ball, and it fits just inside the octahedron. And my, it's beautiful, beautiful feeling and color. And you're inside of that in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. And you spin and spin and spin in that. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you. Most of you have heard this part before. There's a magical screen in front of you, and we're all going to create movies. The first movie is all about you and what it is you want to become. That's it. And I want to become multidimensional. I want to make those concurrent realities available to me at any time. I want to be able to move out into galaxies and back in by choice. And I want to come from the heart. And whatever you want is great. So let's see you and me becoming what it is we want to become in our movie. It's my movie about me. It's all about me, and yours is all about you. And when you've accomplished that, let's sit back and smile and enjoy that imagery. And wrap the whole thing in light so it can continue and move to the next screen. And on that screen, we create something we want to create. And I'm always working on my TV stuff. We're still doing that. And we see all the resources coming, whether you want home and family, a book, a job, traveling, whatever it is you're wanting to create, see yourself creating it and see all the people and the resources and the time and the moolah, all of that coming to create your project. And see it coming together so beautifully and delightfully. And now when it's coming together beautifully and delightfully, see the resources coming to sustain your project, so it gets to have longevity, natural lifespan. And wrap that in light and move it over to the right. And now we go into the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, we all have a magical healing team. And our team stands round this beautiful, clean table. It's a bright, bright, clear table in lovely light. And the first person who comes in on the healing table is you, or my case, me. Now, you might have an issue you want them to work on with you, or maybe not. Maybe you'll just let them tell you what it is you need. So lie down on the table. And today, I don't know who's around you, because we all have different ones. And for me, they come in and they're really surprising sometimes. And this time, there's an awful lot of big lights around them. Not like stage lights, because maybe that came from my TV fantasy. But these are lights of specific colors that are coming down. Oh, goody, you're going to be waiting, hopefully, till we finish our meditation. I'd love to talk to you. Now we're going to just have them tell you what it is they're working on with you. Yeah. Yeah, because the other thing I wanted to talk about tonight is some of the beliefs that are hidden, and they told me they're working on some of my beliefs right now. Yay, I like that. So we let them work away. And when you can feel the light moving through you and that you know something's going on, let's wrap it in light and move it over to the right and let it keep steeping. And our team is magical, so it can replicate itself around a fresh table. And now the next woman is in her 60s, and she's got a really big heart problem. And she had a secret lover for many years, and he died, and she has now got major heart problems and is kind of hovering between wanting to be here and wanting not to be here. So we're asking the team to work with, there they are. And actually they're playing with her. She's really funny, and they're playing with her. And they're talking to her, and they're listening to her fears and attitudes, and they're really helping to, yeah. Because I see them as they're talking to her about this subject. Her heart is literally pulsing and moving around. Yay. And they're also pulling things out of the top of her head and out of her feet. And they're covering her with love. It seems like one of the things she needs. Let's wrap that in light and let them to continue with that. That's it. And now we're bringing in somebody I don't know who's just lost her job and is quite frantic. Well, there's two. One's a male and one's a female. And let's just wrap them in light, because in both cases, they're saying that there are other jobs available, but both these people feel so devastated that they're having trouble just even seeing straight. So we're wrapping them in light. And the team, ask for the higher resonances, the team's, you know how levels of consciousness are absolutely infinite. So let's ask for whole layer after layer realms of consciousness. Working right there they are. So they're infusing or imbuing both of these beings with courage and confidence and the trust that when something is lost, something better could well replace it. That's right. And that it could be, especially for the woman, it's a huge advantage. That's right. Now let's wrap them in light and just see the possibilities. Wrap it in light and move it over. And now let's see. Let's bring in a political thing. We have an election coming up. Woo-hoo! And it seems to me, I don't know how you feel, but let's bring in the whole election thing. We did this a few weeks ago as well. Bring in all the people involved in this election. And let's see the team, have them have realms and realms and realms of consciousness with them as they stand around all these people and infuse it with a dynamic light, the light of respect, of love, of contribution. Yeah. That's right. And that their concerns, that they wake up to their own. Because, you know, there's nothing that goes on in the world that isn't a reflection of some of our own inner conflict, our greed, our hatred, our love, our expansion, our courage, whatever. So let's just see these beings being infused with light so they really understand how their conflicts are out there and that their separative fear-based defenses are sending out there so that they become more attuned to the oneness. How's that? And we're going to send light up through them all and love and gratitude for all that they do and respect. Excellent. Oh my, you can just feel it. And whilst we're doing that, because this election is going to have a global impact, isn't it? Now let's call in some of the universal healing lights. I like to see the big apricot one and some white and blue and green coming in through the top of our heads and coming down through the heart and out our arms and hands. And have this light absolutely pat, just pat it all over the world, wherever there's conflict, inequity, greed, power issues. Just have it go around and just really love patting these places with this soothing, expanding light. And have it move round and round and round the world. And then come back. Around and round the world, and have it go right into the center of the world. That's a good place, where there's life of its own. And then come back in through your arms, through your hands, your arms. Flood through the arm, into the heart, straight up through the neck, through the head, and out into the great central sun. And then back down again through the top of your head, whirling, whirling like a cyclone right through your body, way down into the core of the earth, pops back up, out into the central sun, and now you're just absolutely infused with this glowing light. We close off the Galactic Healing Center, jump into the star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin and spin, and you're just absolutely dizzy when you land here in the room with me. I liked doing that. That was fun for me. I hope it was for you. Now, we have a caller, and you've been on hold for a while. I hope you're patient. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm glad you called. I'm happy. I'm having a good time tonight. Are you?
I am.
Who are you?
How about yourself? What'd you say?
Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Mandy. I'm calling from Tampa. Hold on 1 second. When it's done, you can hear it on there. Okay. Hello?
Hi. You're calling from Tampa, Florida. You know what? We're almost perfectly diagonal across this whole country, you and I, right now.
So that would make you in, like, I don't know.
I'm just south of Canada.
Oregon?
Washington. Washington.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a question?
So, I do. I have a question regarding, I guess the next year, a short-term relationship and work moving. I have like a lot of kind of loose ends right now. And I'm just not sure. I have a lot of decisions coming up. And I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm supposed to be exactly where I'm at, and otherwise I wouldn't be where I'm at.
How old are you?
I believe in God. I'm 31.
Okay, good. And because we're kind of panicking, aren't you?
I guess I am, but I'm kind of not really, I wouldn't exactly say panicking over it. Linda, excuse me. It's my friend and roommate. She keeps coming in. I am panicking, but at the same time, it kind of feels like I don't need to be panicking, but I feel like I need to make a decision just about a lot of upcoming events.
Why don't you pick one right now? Because you look like a... to me, you're kind of quivering, which is easy to do. See what I mean? It's like you look like you're going here, there, and I want to center you. I want to take a deep breath and have you center, and let's just pick one of them at a time. First of all, you have somebody who wants to help you, a woman. I think she's a little bit older, who wants to help you and guide you. You're a very talented woman. I don't know what your job is, but you have a lot of talent. And you're going to be picked or selected for something that looks like it's a not too far from where you are now. It looks like it's a step up, and it's temporary. It's almost like you're taking stepping stones to where you're more in charge of your career. You see what I mean? But you have a couple of stepping stones to take.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Head on with that.
Do you know...
That's exactly how I feel at my job.
You like your job, do you?
I do. I like what I do.
Mm-hmm. You're going to like it better because there's a whole new aspect of it coming up. And if you did you just break up with your man? Because are you in a relationship? Because there's a man coming here to talk to you, and I don't think you know him. And are you in a relationship?
I am.
Is that a good thing?
It is a good thing. He's a good guy. We've been engaged about 6 months. He's someone that I would have never dated in many ways, but he's a blessing in so many others. He kind of levels me out in such a mental aspect, but on a total different wavelength, it kind of works against me as far as my patience, my mentality. But I feel like he has pure love for me, and there's this sense that I have with him that's like unreal, like I've never had with anyone else. But at the same time, it just feels like something's just not setting correctly. And I kind of feel like that's why we haven't set a date for the wedding. And it's not more so on him making that decision, because if I said tomorrow, hey, let's do it next week, he would do it. But there's other things that are leading up to us not being able to set a date.
And what are the other...
Like,
okay,
I
don't like to break up relationships, so I'm not going to do that. But I do see another man over here on the right, and he has to do with the new job that you're headed toward. And I feel like this guy that you're engaged to is a nice man, but you might be what's called a transformational relationship, meaning the kind where you wake up to more and more of who you are. It's a very deep soul, kind of a soul thing, but it's not meant to be as... let me see. He's making you peaceful, and he's grounding you and all that, and he's doing a good job on that. But it's not meant... sounds like I am trying to break you up, and I don't mean to, so you can stay with him as long as you like.
No, you're fine.
Well, but I believe relationships are really, really valuable in terms of finding out who we really are, what's hidden in us, what
Definitely.
We're reaching for. And you and he have helped each other a great deal. But I see that you will be involved with another person in a while. And I think you know that intuitively, because, honey, you're very intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dream of things, so.
Yeah, you know, you have a lot of knowing, and I think that's what's keeping you. I said you were panicking, but it's more like vibrationally, you're like a beautiful violin string that gets twanged, and it vibrates. And that can sometimes give you a sense of being overwhelmed or having too much on your plate and you can't really figure out what to do. And I'm going, you just need to realize that you're high frequency and you want to be higher frequency, and you have to find a way to find places to be, like in water, in air, where you're kind of letting that wonderful vibration move through you. It's not wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you have strong angel presence. Anyway, now let me see. So does that help a little bit?
Yes.
Is there anything else that's more specific you want to ask?
I have my daughter's father. That's actually just, I don't even know where that came from. There's no feelings of emotional or definitely not wanting to be with him.
Okay.
My daughter, I'm 31. My daughter just turned 16.
So oh, my.
Very young.
Very young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went into preterm labor with her in 1996, 4 days before my 15th birthday. And I thought I was having a miscarriage. And I'm a mom.
Okay.
So she's big. She's a big girl. She's taller than me, and she's going through a lot, and just, I don't know. We share a bed. It's like I work full-time. I'm working my butt off trying to make ends meet, trying to make things right, and I don't know. I think I've done a lot of things in my past that have now at this point in my life they had caught up to me in the past, and now I'm working through all of those obstacles one at a time. And it's been a tremendous growing experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my decisions are made these days a lot more carefully and more responsibly. And I think just everything kind of, I see everything for what it is. I always see it, just not at the moment.
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, potentially, she's going to be a really wonderful woman. She's a little bit depressed, or she's doing that horrible teenage feeling thing that goes on, you know. But I think she's deeply intuitive. She's a little bit, she's a different vibration from you, but she is very intuitive and actually quite smart, a little bit depressed, not quite as mercurial as you are. She's different than you. And does she know her dad? She should know her dad. You know that?
He was there when she was younger, but he's been in and out of jail. And I did the same junk and garbage back in the days, but I'm nowhere near perfect, but I've since just done a 180 degrees turnaround where it's just all about my daughter. It's all about family. His been in and out of jail, and his addiction is beating him up right now. And he was supposed to come down and see her. He hasn't seen her in like 7 years, and it's like there's never been a doubt since she's been born that he loved her. It just almost seems like he doesn't love himself, which actually prevents him from being able to love her.
But you just explained to me why she needs to see her dad. And we have to cut this short because I need to talk to other people, but she needs some more she needs the she has to understand the male, so she needs more information about her dad, and that is really important, even if we don't want the dad's influence in there. Is your dad around?
My dad died when I was 5.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a new man coming into your life next year, and I think he's going to be very good for your daughter.
From your mouth to God's ears.
So bless your heart. Thank you for calling, all right?
Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Well, so call in. I'm going to give you the numbers, although most of you can see them sitting right on your computer screen. Call in about what's going on. I want to talk about oneness. I want to talk about empathy. I want to talk about beliefs. Oh, here's an exercise that we can all do, okay? Just take a minute. Whatever you're doing right now, oh, I'll give you the number first, okay? Bob got it for me. The number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And I want to talk to you about all the things I mentioned or whatever you want to talk about. So here's a little exercise about beliefs. Let's all, and we know this, we've been talking about this, various shows have been talking about this. A lot of this has been big news for many, many years, but it kind of cycles around and we kind of forget to look at it. And our lives are, remember I was talking about oneness and light at the beginning, and that if you have a bunch of beliefs, they come from, usually from reactions and decisions we made. This young lady who just called in talked about having had made a bunch of decisions way back when. And, you know, you live with them. And the beliefs that we make from that, which would be things like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, whatever it is like that, that it does actually decree or force your life to fit that kind of bill. So I was just playing with this tonight, and I went, you know what's really fun? And I want you to take a minute, maybe take out a piece of paper and pencil. Some of you are already doing this on a regular basis with your beliefs. But I want you to stop whatever you're doing, just like stop, even if you're washing your dishes or, you know, I don't know, doing some yoga, whatever it is you're doing right this minute. Just stop for a minute and ask yourself, what do I believe right now? Okay, what do I believe right now? Okay. And then get that belief up there. All right. You know what, first thing that came up for me was, oh, I'm not even sure because it was kind of complex. It was that I didn't believe that caller got what she needed, or I didn't say what was poignant enough to really reach her. That's what my belief was. So as we go underneath that belief and see what's in there, okay, what's underneath that belief? And what is it you wrote down, huh? And what's underneath that belief? So for me, it might be that, oh, I didn't tell the caller enough. So underneath that, there's a kind of a drive of wanting to help us all pop the bubbles that keep us, the trances. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you in just a minute. So keep the trances holding us back in believing that that's who we are. That's underneath that. Like, oh, I'm not doing what I should be doing. Anyway, we'll talk to you about what's going on underneath your own. You are on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello?
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 Hi.
My name is Linda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Where are you, Linda?
I'm from Wesley Chapel, Florida.
Wow. Hi. So what's up with you?
I was wondering, okay, you don't speak to, you don't make connections, right? With
what
the
does
dead.
That mean? With
okay,
the dead?
Listen,
yeah, sure do.
I'm 53 years old, and I just had 3 strokes.
Hmm.
I'm doing good, but I was wondering, can I have a future?
Yes, you can. Who's treating you right now? Wait a minute. What is the prognosis? Because I'm saying to you that you've got something in your... do you ever go to the chiropractor? Do you ever go to the body worker, chiropractor, cranial sacral person?
A long, long time ago.
Honey, you need to, because when I look at you, you've got a kind of congestion in and around your upper spine, in the frontal part of your, like just above your breast. You got constrictions in your structure that make it really hard for your you know, circulation system to work really easily. And also, we're vibrational beings of light first, and we download into the physical second, and your vibrations are kind of trapped by the way your structure is. Yeah, you can have another section of life, but you need to release the way your energy flows are trapped, you see? Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, because, I mean, I got out of the stroke really well, and I'm able to speak and all that, you know? So thank God I got out of the three strokes without really anything.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know. And also, will I meet anybody? Because I'm divorced, and I was wondering if I'll meet anybody.
Do you go out very much? Because I see that there's a social... Yes, you will meet someone, but you need to go through you need to go through a few changes first, okay?
Okay,
And it's not because there's anything wrong with you. It's that there's a charisma in you, and there's a kind of a light you're going to put out. You're going to go through some big changes inside of yourself, calling forth who you really are. You went through these experiences for a reason, and the reason is to find out more about your own innate wisdom, your own power, your own courage, your own love, your own integrity. And it seems like you turn right here, you get involved in some little bit of social doodah, and then you meet somebody who's had a similar experience to you and is also investigating something in his inner, and you have wonderful talks with him, and I think there's a possibility of a very interesting union.
Really? Okay.
But you meet him through your own growth factor. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Can I ask you one more question?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, another one. I was married for 20 years, and I left my husband for another guy. He became an alcoholic, and I left him. Now I live in Florida. Mm-hmm. How is he doing? Can you tell me that?
The guy that's the alcoholic?
Yeah. Because I really hope he quit.
Is he a little bit younger than you?
No, he's 2 years older.
2 years older, okay. You know, I think he might be just wobbling on getting sober.
What?
I think he's just getting sober.
Okay, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I said I think he's just about to get sober. But he needs to go through a huge program. He's going to go through a huge program because his body is reacting. His body is not liking the alcohol. He might have started a while back and then went back to drinking or something. Are you in touch with him?
No. I'm in touch with his daughter.
Okay.
She keeps, we're in touch.
Okay, because it looks to me like he tried to stop a while back, and then he started again, and now I think he's just beginning to, because he's got like some pretty interesting gastrointestinal things going on, and it's pushing him to actually get dry.
Really? Thank God for that.
Yeah, because he's actually a nice
guy.
Thank you for your call, Lisa. Thank you for your call.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, back to beliefs. I don't know if any of you has done the exercise, but I wonder if any of you have, and then you should call in with your questions about your own belief, or tell us what kind of experience you're having there. Did you find something that you're believing underneath it all? I believe that we have the ability to transcend what's called our karmic, our subconscious programming, the kind of reactions that keep us driving forward into the world in the same old way. I really believe that we have the ability to move ourselves out of that conscription and actually become freed to create the reality we want. What do you believe? And I think that one of the roots to that is pulling up old thoughts and feelings and old patterns that are holding us in I want to put it this way, that are holding us in our identity package. Like, who do you think you are? Are you, how would you define yourself? Would you say that you are a person who's changing, a person who's victim, who's a victim, a person who is creating her reality? And you're on the air, and we'll talk to you about your identity. Welcome. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Who's there?
I'm Doreen. Is this Veronica?
Yes, it is. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you been doing any beliefs while we talk?
I don't understand.
Well, have you been listening to the show, or did you just call in?
I haven't really been listening. My friend called and told me that I should call. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, what's your question? We've been talking about beliefs and what and how they beliefs will curtail your life or keep you defined. That's what I've been talking about. But anyway, you go ahead and ask your question.
In my life, and I'm not sure, like, what's going on and what I should do. Oh.
How old are you?
Hello?
How old
I'm,
are you?
I'm 52.
Okay. Are you working?
Yes.
But honey, you know what you are? You're keeping yourself kind of small and a little bit trapped right now. Have you ever?
Yeah.
Is there something you want to study? Because I'm seeing that you need to take a class. It's like I'm going to grab you by the hand and start tap dancing with you and saying, "Come on, let's go out and play." You know, playing to me means like learning something, studying something, because you're kind of in a pattern, a holding pattern. And I'm looking going, you have a real sweet kind of a light in there that you don't really use that much. And that, is there a course you want to take? I keep seeing courses.
I really have not thought about it, actually. But I know that I'm not making enough money what I'm doing, and really need to do something else.
Are you loving what you're doing?
I love what I do, but it just doesn't really pay that great.
But if you love, what is it you do?
I'm a cashier at a Five Guys restaurant.
Well, honey, here's what I'm seeing, is that you need to take some courses. First of all, you're like a really beautiful... what do I want to say? Say you're a statue and you've contained your light way inside, and I want to kind of shake it up. I want to take you to a class or a group or to explore some aspect of yourself that you never have before. Even if you kept the same job, you would probably become more of a manager. You have the potential to work with people in a very interesting way, and there's a lot of things. And you also have, not yet, but an emerging business kind of things, so you could do your own business, really. And I would love to see you do that, because it's not that you're doing the wrong thing, it's that you're not doing enough variation in what you're doing to bring forward, and this is what this show is all about, bring forward your amazing potential to move beyond your old reactions, you know? You're really, you can, so we have another caller, so does that help a little bit? Hello? Hello? You're on the air. You got a new caller here.
I'm sorry. I wasn't able to listen to much of what you were saying.
Oh.
But I know you're talking about belief systems and how you can we can break out of the same old belief systems that we've been going through over and over and over, kind of.
Yeah, and you know, I was saying, you're the one... You're the cashier, right?
No, I'm a massage therapist.
Oh. So
and
are you in... Give me your name, honey.
My name is Lois, and I'm calling from Ojai, and I'm a massage therapist. I just got done working on one of my clients, and she said, oh, Virginia's on. So
Veronica.
She turned you on, and... I ran and got my phone, and I just wanted to talk about how we can kind of break through. I'll have really good work for a while, and then it goes down to nothing, and I kind of lose faith there for a while, and I have to gird myself back up, and I keep going through the same little cycle like that. I can't just have faith all the way, all the time, it seems like.
Okay,
you know,
I want to say
low,
this. Because,
you know,
yeah,
low,
we're going to come to the end of the show in a minute, so I have to talk fast here. Is what's really interesting is that your belly, where, you know, the second chakra, you know that, right?
Right.
You have some old reactions in there that give you incredible doubts about being able to be worthy of money. You're almost very, very self-sacrificing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So while we're working on beliefs, remember, beliefs will decree or decide for you what your life is described like. And I'm saying to you, bring up that belief that you're not enough, or there's something, it's not this. It's something like, if I want wealth or if I want too much money, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm not giving, you know, I'm not good enough or something. It's not just that you're not good enough. It's like, if I want much money, I can't be like that because that means I won't be able to do good work. You've got some kind of interesting twist in there. And I want you to keep, and you know as a massage therapist that the belly area holds, because that's what I'm looking at in you is your belly. Just forgive me for being intimate here.
No, but, that's all right.
But you know it holds all the leftover stuff. It holds the deep subconscious stuff. It holds the karmic reactions. Holds leftover meals, you know, and I really want you to, I really want you to start to jot a list of things that you believe. Like if you write that down, I don't really deserve to have much money because it will make me sacrifice my spiritual journey or whatever it is. Underneath
right.
that, you'll get layer after layer of beliefs, and the more you bring them up into the consciousness, the more they will dissipate. And then you can create, oh boy, I want to bring in lots of money. You can be very, very spiritual and create lots of money. You know
okay.
when.
Okay.
And I have to
yeah,
go
I
because.
I have this thing that it's wrong to ask for money, you know.
I know. And yet it isn't because people need to know they've given you, they've exchanged with you and they don't have to feel guilty when
right.
they leave. Right?
Okay.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling. I'm
right,
sorry, but I do
so
have
much.
To say goodbye.
Well, I appreciate what you've told me. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll talk to you again.
Okay. All right, have a good night.
And you
bye-bye.
Too.
Thanks.
And this is Veronica Entwistle saying at the top of the hour, Jackie Salvitti and the team are going to talk about things are changing so fast. Do you feel a little crazy? They want to talk about that kind of thing. I love being their balancing character, whatever that is. And I'm not sure who's coming up next week on Paradigm Shifters, but we've been having some amazing people. We had Larry and Bernie Kovtunoff this week talking about oneness and the oneness movement, which is headed around the world. So it's either going to be another oneness person or I don't know who's coming up for next week. If you want to give me feedback, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. If you'd like to be on my little note list telling you who's coming up, it's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Or if you'd like a session with me, same thing, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. So good night, everyone. Take a deep breath, and we'll send blessings out to everyone. Feel the love. Feel the community. Thank you for listening. See you at the top of the hour if you guys can hold on. Good night.
single day since whence I awake. I feel the same, somehow I have changed. What do the people of the street? Yeah, made me feel it. Somehow life is sweeter every day. Somehow life is sweeter every day. Hey, you've gotta find a time to change. Gotta find the time to find this time to embrace the colors, fine lines and shades. It makes this place, it makes this place great. I'll embrace the change. Whoa, 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 I'll embrace the change. Whoa, whoa. Don't you know about the other side? Don't you know about the children's eyes? Think it was just a chance that he met? Oh, no, no, no.